Hi, my name is James, and I'm the pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church, and welcome to a brand new episode of Conversations. This is our final installment, or our final episode, with Pastor Daniel Flatford here in Knoxville, Tennessee. You'll get to hear him sign off, speak a little more intimately about his family, as well as just to hear the last piece of the puzzle about this great man of God. I trust that you would sit back and enjoy the next few minutes. Please pray for Brother Daniel and his wife. Pray for his church. And I'll see you at the end of this episode.
My father-in-law's favorite verses is really just a partial verse, and that's God is faithful. And because of his faithfulness, it's amazing. And I think John Newton wrote it right when he said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." You know, Daniel, what we're doing, this is for our podcast called Conversations. And I guess you might say our tagline or whatever is, it's very simple. It's real people, real life, real stories to shine the light. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this is. I think you're a real person. You know, and that's one thing that I want to be made known, is that, you know, you and I and everyone else, we're just people. You know, sometimes people will put us on a pedestal, but we're just men. And, you know, I've got a couple ladies lined up to do the same thing. And, you know, the world needs to know that we're real people in the same life that they're living. But we have stories. We have real stories to shine the light of Christ.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, in closing, is there any comments, maybe something you want to say, you know, to someone listening? Or I don't think you've even mentioned your wife's name. Maybe you just want to say hello to her.
Tell you what, I have just recently gotten married back in March 20th of 2010 to a beautiful lady, Elizabeth. And now her name is Flatford, and Elizabeth Flatford, and she has been the greatest and most incredible wife and helpmeet that I could ever ask for. You know, knowing the things in which her and I have been through over the last 6+ months with the sickness and illness that I have had, you know, she has really... God has really proven to me that she is the one in which he had picked out for me, because she has been there through everything. She has helped me. She has been steady as a rock, and she has been encouraging at times. Well, she's been encouraging all the times, but she's been strong when I've been so weak. And she's, you know, she's cared, and she's been concerned, and she's been somebody that, you know, I could never ask for a better helpmeet or a better wife or even a better friend than what she has been to me, and how that she's carried this burden with me as well. And she's helped me through, and she's been an encouragement. So I want to thank the Lord for her. What's that?
Go ahead. And she's been an encouragement to Lori and I. Just her strength through this. I mean, we thought that we would be a blessing to her, you know, and turns out, like it normally does, God uses someone else to bless us in spite of ourselves. But I tell you, it's been great talking to you. I appreciate your time. And maybe we can do it again. Maybe catch up, and maybe get you on one of our video podcasts. That should be good. Show one another or show our audience really what you look like. They may have a picture right now, but if they ever see a video, that'd be bad.
I know.
Daniel, I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. You all have a very blessed day.
You too.
Well, there you have it. This is the end of our conversation with Daniel Flatford. I hope that it's been a blessing to you, and you heard him say there at the last that his wife and him have been through a great trial of a sickness. They still don't have any answers as far as that, but they have been faithful. first of all to one another, but also to God. And I really believe that God has got his hand on this. I'm reminded of what Joseph said to his brothers as they began to apologize for doing him harm. And they said, Joseph said, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." And we may not understand the things that he is going through, but I'm glad that God will use it for good. Romans 8:28 says it plainly, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose." And so, Brother Daniel, if you're listening, we're praying for you. We love you, and we wish you all the best. This ends our episode of Conversations. I trust that you'll join us again as we begin a new episode with Miss Beth Montgomery. God bless you. Have a great day.